This is The Daily Juggle. I'm Julie Burstein, and I am here with Dick Nodell in his lovely, moody office in New York City, complete with the sound of construction noises going on behind us. So if you hear some that is somebody else's apartment building getting built. But Dick, I wanted today to talk with you about something else that's on The Daily Juggle today, that an interview that I did a little while ago with this lovely woman named Liz Forkin Bohannon. She is in her early 20s, and when she had just gotten out of school, she went to Uganda, where she worked for an organization that helped kids get an education, the education they needed to go to college. And out of that, they said, well, the one problem we have is that the girls, there's a gap between when high school ends and college starts, where they're supposed to earn their fees. Mm-hmm. The girls couldn't earn their fees because there was no work. So she figured out this really cool product called Seiko Sand, that she called Seiko Sandals. They're these sandals that look like flip-flops, but you can attach ties to them and tie them a million different ways. And they've become this tremendous success. She's got, I think, 6 women in college now who have gone through the program, and she's about to hire 8 more to do this year's work. One of the big changes, though, about 6 months into it, Liz's new husband decided he would like to work with her. One of the things that I found most powerful is Liz talked about the difference between how you talk to someone you work with and how you might talk with your spouse. Let's listen to just a little bit of Liz talking about that.
There is a definite season of me just very consciously having to like close my eyes and take a deep breath and at least say like, you're going to think about that idea for 5 minutes before you say anything else back. And there's also a filter that doesn't exist when you're working with your husband or wife that totally exists in the workplace. There's this like politeness, and if someone comes up with an idea that you think is totally dumb, you would never in a million years say that. You would be very polite about it and say it in a very nice way. But when it's your husband and it's like, you love me and you're gonna love me no matter what I say, you feel so much more freedom to be like, okay, that's dumb, stop talking. Which is like, I'm like not affording the same like just general common courtesy to this person that I'm like committed to for life that I would to basically a stranger off the street. Like, that's not okay. Just because there's a lot of security in this relationship and I know like I'm never gonna piss you off so much that, you know, like you're done with it or whatever, that I can't take advantage of that and just say like, oh, I can say whatever I want or don't have to. So that's becoming more natural to kind of fuse those together and to kind of infuse it with this common courtesy that I would offer to other people. But it would be a lie to say that that came very naturally and very easily for sure.
So Dick, have you noticed this also, that people have different ways of speaking to the people closest to them and then the people who might be in their workplace?
Well, I certainly do. And my wife is actually very helpful in reminding me about that too, that I bring all this wonderful compassion to other people, but I'm a little short with her sometimes. So yes, I think that's very natural. And I like very much the way Liz and Ben seem to be orienting already towards the formalizing of the roles. I would want to encourage them to be even more explicit about that formality. I heard her talking a lot about their roles. It occurred to me that they might be thinking about their roles without necessarily defining what it is they're supposed to each be doing in their roles first. So that often we kind of do that backwards. We think about the role and then we think about what we're supposed to do as part of our turf or territory. And that's a recipe for real conflict in the marriage.
So what you're saying is actually look at the territory first and out of that...
No, not the territory. Mm. Look at what it is that each of them is responsible for doing, what their tasks are. And then the roles need to be defined around their tasks, not about what territory each of them has. That way, each of them has a legitimate way to say, as she was talking about, they have these disagreements, but they can't really come to a conclusion. Chances are it's because it's not entirely clear whose domain it is. And if they were really clear, then the other partner would be essentially consulting them during that conversation, and the decision would still be in whosever domain it is. And the more formal they can get about that, the better it is for both of them.
One of the other things that Liz talked about was the challenge of having, well, you know, it's a new business, it's a new marriage, but suddenly having her husband taking part in something that had been entirely hers. And I found she's so articulate about the challenges there, but that's also something that can be complicated for people.
Well, it's complicated, but I also can't help but hear the metaphor of it. She's also allowed him into her life that was only hers before. And so I think the extent to which she can think about both of those things together, it will help both of them. And as I said, I think the more formal they can be in their work roles, the more formal they can be when they take those roles off and become husband and wife again and make sure that they do that. The other thing I think that's going to be really crucial for them is to plan in times out when they're not seeing each other, when they're not together, when they're with other friends, when they're actually doing business on their own and not with each other, just to balance it out a little bit.
One of the things that's not in the interview that actually happened when Liz and I sat down to lunch after we talked about Seiko Sandals was she confided in me and said, you know, we went and interviewed all of these couples who worked together to find out about the challenges and the joys of working together. And one of the things she and Ben decided was that if work ever looked like it was going to threaten the marriage, they would abandon the work. Which I could see from her talking about it, was very hard to even think about. And I wanted to ask you what you think about that. Are there other ways of looking at this?
Well, I always get my antenna wave around a lot when I hear a kind of either-or statement like that. It's a useful boundary. I think that it's good that they have that boundary. And it's not an either-or, especially since in their case, their marriage seems to be as much about the work and the passion that they share for the work. I do think it's recognizing that the marriage has to have its own space, the business has to have its own space, and that they have to be really continuously vigilant about their roles and being clear about what their roles are. That, other than that, they shouldn't really run into those kind of troubles.
Well, thank you. It was just such a pleasure to talk with her, and she's just got this tremendous energy and passion for her work, and I can hear from her that her husband has the same, and also that they have an incredible support for each other.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly lovely. I actually, she sounds so wonderfully self-responsible too. I found that there was a way she was talking there about her possessiveness around the business and sort of just claiming it as a power trip that she was on. I felt like I wanted to say to her, it's not just a power trip. It's not just her ego. It's also very legitimately her concept. And she's always going to be the one who's responsible for maintaining the vision and the quality. And that's just not an ego thing.
Well, thank you. And if you're listening and you'd really love to listen to more of Liz, you can go to my interview with Liz Forkin Bohannon. There's a wonderful picture of her Seiko sandals on the site. And just click on that and you'll be able to listen to Liz and get a sense of her story.
I have to say, I'm really inspired by them, and I hope they're very successful.
Me too. Dick Nodell, who's here for The Daily Juggle. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.